This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. Nearly 19.95% voter turnout was recorded till 11 a.m. in Delhi Assembly polls. Voting for the 70-member Assembly elections began at 7 a.m. today and will continue till 6 p.m. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. Elaborate arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling in the national capital. Over 13,700 polling booths have been set up across the Assembly constituencies. Out of these, 70 polling stations are being managed by women, while 70 others are being managed by Divyang Jans. The Election Commission has deployed more than 1,80,000 polling personnel to ensure smooth conduct of election. Assured minimum facilities have been put in place for the voters to ensure smooth polling process. These include ramps, wheelchairs, medical teams and creche services. Prominent leaders whose political fate will be decided today include Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi and Delhi Minister Gopal Rai, BJP's Vijender Gupta, Pravesh Verma, Ramesh Bidhuri and Kailash Gehlot, Congress leaders Sandeep Dixit, Harun Yusuf and Alka Lamba are also in the political battlefield. And now our correspondent Adarsh is with us on phone line from the Arkepuram constituency. Adarsh, how is polling progressing in the area?
Yes, Anubha. I am currently at a polling station in Arkepuram Sector 1. This constituency comprises mostly of government servants. So the polling so far has been smooth and at a brisk pace. The security arrangements are quite well. So far, the Election Commission is providing a pick and drop facility to voters. And I also observed special facilities for the elderly, including wheelchair and crutches for kids. Since morning, I have also visited different polling areas in the national capital. And in the talking about Arkepuram constituency, so far 16.26 percentage voting has been recorded in this seat. The BJP has fielded Anil Sharma from the seat, Anubha. And meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party's sitting MLA, Pramila Tokas, is trying her luck again. Meanwhile, Congress has given its ticket to Vishesh Tokas.
Right.
As for talking about the polling once again, so this pace is expected to continue. And with a large number of people coming pouring in, it is expected the voter turnout will be good this time.
Adarsh, thank you for that update. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna, Union Ministers Dr. S. Jaishankar and Hardeep Singh Puri, Senior Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi, Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi were among the first to cast their vote for the Delhi Assembly polls. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that voting is the oxygen and base of democracy, addressing media after casting his vote for the Delhi Assembly elections at the North Avenue polling booth in New Delhi. Mr. Dhankar said that voting is fundamental to all the rights and there is no bigger right than this. He urged all the voters to exercise their right.
मतदान सब अधिकारों की जननी है इससे सर्वोपरि कोई अधिकार नहीं है प्रजातंत्र का महत्व तब है जब हर व्यक्ति अपना मतदान विवेकपूर्ण तरीके से स्वतंत्रता से और देश के लिए करे इसी से प्रजातंत्र फलता है फूलता है विकसित होता है प्रजातांत्रिक व्यवस्था का बहुत बड़ा उत्सव मानता और जो व्यवस्था की जा रही है चुनाव आयोग के द्वारा सरलता से सुगमता से विश्व इसका कायल है हमने जो तकनीकी अपनाई है जो त्वरित गति से आपके मतदान का नतीजा सार्वजनिक रूप से घोषित होता है दुनिया इसकी सराहना कर रही है
Meanwhile, voting for bipoles in Erode East Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh is also underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took a holy dip in the Triveni Sangam at Mahakumbh Prayagraj. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection. He said, like the crores of others who have taken part in it, he was also filled with a spirit of devotion. Mr. Modi hoped that Ma Ganga will bless countrymen with peace, wisdom, good health and harmony. And that is the end of this news bulletin.